Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he has purchased for us with his death upon the cross. He invites all of us, those whom he loves and those who love him, those who have received him as their Lord and Savior. He invites all those who have been forgiven and all those who have forgiven others. So come today and partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us now continue to stand and confess our faith with each other as we say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, Lord, who was conceived by our Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this special sacrament that you've commanded us to be a part of. The special sacrament which shows the exact outward act of the inner grace of God within our lives. Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of him. And so today, we quieten our hearts and our minds to remember our Lord and our Savior and the great sacrifice he paid for us. The great sacrifice of coming from heaven to this earth, to live as a child, to live as one of us, to be one of us. How he came and grew up in the fullness and the wisdom and knowledge of God his Father. And he began his ministry to teach us the ways of the kingdom, ways that are upside down to the things of this world. This morning we're here to remember how he went with joy in his heart towards the cross because we were on his heart. We remember the death that he suffered. But we remember, Lord God, that you raised him from the dead, that he is no longer in the grave but sits at your right hand and is awaiting until his return. But Lord, this morning we also remember our responsibilities as we come before this table today. That we need to come leaving ourselves behind. Come to you seeking forgiveness. And Lord, if we have wronged others, that we forgive them in our hearts as well. So Lord, help us to prepare for this sacred time together. As we focus on Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink of this wine, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Do so in remembrance of him. This cup represents a new covenant in the blood of Christ, which was shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink from it, each one of you. Lord, we thank you for this time of communion together. May it bring us closer to you in our daily lives and closer to each other as we are formed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, let us go out into the world being people who are filled with the goodness of God, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, bringing peace where there is hatred, hope where there is hopelessness, and love where there is hatred. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.